Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Everyone's favorite time of the year is right around the corner, college football season. To celebrate, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new players in the center of the action with $200 in free bets instantly. If you bet $1 or more on any college football game, did you hear that, Taylor? $200 for free.
Wow.
Who said money can't be free?
That's right. Yeah, I mean, I actually just when I was driving through Pennsylvania last weekend, placed two bets on DraftKings.
Look at
future
you.
Bets on the Bills to win the AFC and the Tottenham Hotspur to win the Premier League.
Well, so, why don't you tell the people how they could take advantage of this limited time offer right now?
Well, so like we said, DraftKings is giving all new players $200 in free bets instantly when you place a bet of $1 or more in any college football game, no matter what. Head to DraftKings Sportsbook app now to check out all the great promotions and daily odds boosts that they're offering. DraftKings Sportsbook is safe, secure, and reliable, located right here in the United States, so it's easy to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. And
Sorry, bud.
I was just going to say, as an additional thing, as you might all know, DraftKings also has daily fantasy with lots of options to play every sport every day.
Darn right they do. So you know what they should do, Taylor? Do you know what these people need to do?
They need to go to therapy. No, don't do that. That's a waste of money.
Hey.
I'm just kidding. No, just gamble instead. All right, cut all this.
Great alternative. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any college football game. That's promo code THPN to get your free $200 in free bets instantly for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Straight Up Sabres, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network and Buffalo Fanatics. As always, I'm Brendan.
And I'm Sweaty.
And Taylor, we're in just no man's land right now in terms of our podcast. No Eichel trade, no Dahlin extension, really no new Sabres news or news around the league that much for that matter. It's the middle of August. It's humid as hell outside, and pretty much taking one step outside guarantees that you're going to be sweaty if you're outside for more than like 30 seconds. What do we do with ourselves?
I don't know, man. It's been 85 degrees 3 days in a row and we're talking about the Sabres. That feels deeply wrong in some ways.
Once again, we are going to hell.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we were there already.
Could
Maybe
be.
Nobody told us.
It could be.
Yeah.
Anyways, though, what are your thoughts on this Eichel trade still not happening? Do you have any thoughts about the ramifications of it not happening yet? What it does to his value? Could it possibly be a good thing that it hasn't happened yet? Give me something here.
Well, I mean, I guess the good thing is we didn't lose a trade yet.
Fair.
I mean, it's hanging over the head. Like the further we get away, or the closer we get, I should say, to the season, the more likely the chance that this gets like really ugly. But also the further we get, it seems like Adams is holding out for his asking price.
Jesus.
Which is, I mean, it's better than trading Ryan O'Reilly on July 1st and many other trades that have been made recently, but
I just don't understand. I'm a little bit confused about the whole thing with Adam's asking price, because you hear people like insider, like some insiders, like I think it was Pierre LeBrun, had it at like 4 first round equivalent pieces. But then the Vegas offer was Krebs, Alex Tuch, I think Nick Hague, and a first. That doesn't seem like that's that much for Jack Eichel. And I'm just kind of confused whether there's maybe more pieces that were involved that aren't being reported on that, or just like what the hell the holdup is at this point. Because I mean, I'm all about Adams holding firm and holding steady on his asking price or whatever it is that he wants. But at the same time, though, like you said, this goes into next season and he's still on the roster. That's going to get messy. And taking it even a step further, how is that going to even affect his value at that point too? Like if it comes down to it, I mean, are they getting to a point where they're going to just have to let him get this surgery, or what do you think?
Well, I feel like if they were going to let him get the surgery, the move would have been to do that already. Like have him ready for the season. So that's annoying. The thing that I don't really understand is if the idea is that letting him get the surgery hurts his trade value, then why is he worried about getting the surgery? Then no one's going to let him get the surgery. Whoever traded for him wouldn't let him get the surgery in that case. I don't even have that clarified.
Yeah. And I'd like to know too, just how he's really feeling at the current moment, because we don't know, but all we do know is that he has been able to skate. I mean, granted he was able to skate, you know, before he was shut down for the rest of the year this past season, but to what degree is he nursing this, or is it really he's just using the surgery as a means to an end and then he gets traded and then he magically doesn't want to get the surgery anymore?
Yeah, it's a bizarre thing. And like, it sounds weird because the draft just happened. We just had free agency a few weeks ago, but it is only 6 weeks away, training camp.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's coming up. It's sneaking up on us. The season's going to be a little bit later this year, like the last few have been, and there's going to be an Olympic. Well, maybe there's going to be Olympic break. How about that? How about that, folks? Because we, even though the Olympics just ended on Sunday, we are, what are we, Brendan? Less than 6 months, or roughly 6 months away from the next Olympics?
Yeah, 6 months.
Well, that's an interesting thing, because will Jack Eichel be able to play in the Olympics?
That's a very good, very, very good question. I mean, the thing though, too, is that when they had put out that original statement a couple weeks ago to John Vogel and I think the rest of the actually Buffalo media, they had said that if he were to get the surgery, he would still be ready in time for training camp. So I mean, granted, we don't know. And I know that, you know, the backstory with the surgery is just the unpredictable, you know, nature of it, with just it not being done on an NHL player before. But they seem confident that if he gets that thing, he can be turned around and be ready to go in a pretty short period of time.
I mean, how confident? Like, if they're that confident, why aren't the Sabres confident? Maybe the answer here is more simple than we're thinking. Maybe the Sabres are wrong.
It could be. They have been many times in the past.
Yeah, quite often in the past decade. And I mean, like, Robin Leonard was just talking this week about how he was treated by the Sabres medical staff and how he was rushed out to play too soon, things like that. Maybe they're just not a good medical staff. Something that's happened in sports many times over the years.
It could be. I mean, it would be, if that's the case, it certainly would be worth cleaning house. But also the thing with Leonard that he's aired his grievances with towards the Sabres before several times. And it's just kind of surprising that this is something that's just coming up right now. Like he's taken shots at the team before. So I don't know. Not that I'm saying I don't believe him, but it's just weird. Yeah, it's strange.
Yeah.
Then again, being a Sabres fan in general, that it's just strange and miserable, but
yeah, mostly miserable. So
definitely
it's weird that we haven't had anything to talk about basically since the Risto trade. And the draft that was the same
Reiner,
time. And like, yeah. And like the first day of free agency, I guess we should say that whole thing. But like two former Sabres have just been like in the news, like every third day for the entire off season.
Yep.
It's like, so Leonard's not like in trouble, I guess. I mean, he kind of, they did intertwine when Leonard was like, innocent till proven guilty with Kane. Dumb. But so now Kane, another story about him this week, which is mainly that his teammates don't want to play with him.
Yeah, that several higher ranking members of the Sharks went to management and pretty much said that if this guy is a part of the future, we don't want to be. That, I believe, was almost the exact quote that was reported, which, oh boy, as if things for Sharks fans weren't bad enough right now.
Yeah, man, Kane, that's such a weird situation that basically another detail in the story was that in the Athletic reporting was that guys were going into the GM's office during the season, telling him that you got to do something about Kane while Kane was leading the team in points and goals.
Yep.
That says a lot. I mean, that's fascinating.
I think and looking at it from the Sabres perspective, I mean, my God, man, having that guy in the room around your young stars at the time with Eichel and Reinhart. Oh God. Does not make me feel any better. I don't think anything could really make me feel better about that whole era of Sabres hockey, but man, that looking back now, just having that kind of a presence in the room. I mean, that's, you know, we had heard this stuff in Winnipeg, and at that point, I think a lot of Sabres fans had kind of brushed it off and had just thought, well, maybe he really just does need a change of scenery, and, you know, added responsibility will make him grow up a bit more. And clearly that wasn't the case, but just thinking about the ramifications that, because I don't want to get ahead of myself and say anything definitively, but the ramifications that very well could have had and has had on the younger Sabres at the time. Jesus Christ. Not good.
It's not good.
The hard-hitting analysis that you're looking for, everybody. Not good.
Not good. Yeah, there was, it's such a weird thing. Like how many times now he's gotten in trouble, and like how many different ways he's in trouble now. Like his teammates don't want to play with him. He's in $1 billion of debt. His wife is like leaving him and obviously
a horrible father.
Yeah. Publicly, the NHL is investigating him for potentially betting on games. It's and wild. I do like, I, games. What's that?
And throwing his own games.
Yeah. Well, I don't believe that even a little bit. I think that's like total horseshit.
It's what has been put out there as all.
Yeah. Like he'll be in just as much trouble if he bet on any hockey, like at all. I mean, if he bet on his own games on his team, like Pete Rose did, I mean, look at Pete Rose. Where is he right now? Not in baseball.
Yeah.
Still. So Kane, he really like, I have to, I can believe it. Like obviously he has a gambling problem. There's no doubt about that. Like very funny detail in the one story that his teammates bought him casino gambling for dummies book, which is a tremendous own, but also says a lot about how much money he was losing. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as hockey gambling, like it's plausible. It's 100% plausible. I don't think an accusation like that comes from nowhere, but like, it's hard for me to see like a guy's throwing games. He's already on a bad team. He leads them in points. And yeah, you could look, if you were really looking at it and you scoured the game tape from this past year, I'm sure you'd be like, wow, that's interesting. That's interesting. And guess what? I watched the guy for 2.5 years in Buffalo. It is interesting that he wildly slaps a puck around sometimes, or that he doesn't look to make a pass on a 2-on-1 and just slaps it 4 feet to the side of the net, or that he takes a penalty, a really, really dumb penalty when you're down one goal with 2 minutes left. It is interesting. He's a really dumb hockey player. He always has been. And he takes a ton of minor penalties, which, to be fair, like, yeah, that would be something you would do if you were going to throw games and not try to look like it was obvious. You would just take minor penalties to give the other team power plays. But it's like, he's always just taking way too many minor penalties. Dating back to Buffalo, like, it hasn't gotten any better, but it also hasn't gotten worse.
It also begs the question of how long this could have been going on.
No, maybe, but like,
I'm not to say that this has been like a years long thing, but you do have to wonder, you know, even unrelated to that point, how long has this been going on?
I wonder, because the bankruptcy stuff didn't start coming out until like the past few months. So gambling on hockey and or on your own games feels like a desperation thing if you were to do that. But yeah, I mean, as far as the minor penalties thing, I've seen people make that point. It's just, it's not really the good point that you think it is, because it's always what he's been like.
I agree.
Looking at it now, Jesus, it's terrible. So he had, in his career, he's had 62 and 66 games, then 68 and 73, 53 and 74, 80 and 48, 66 and 63. Again, he fights sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not like he's a full-time fighter racking up a bunch of those. Sorry, Hockey Reference did that thing where he got really annoying and skipped the entire page on me to show me an ad that didn't pop up. Okay, moving on. Then 66, 56 and 37, 91 and 65, 113 and 70. 82 and 78, 153 and 75, 122 and 64, and then this past year, actually 42 and 56, so better than his recent past.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I'm sure we're going to find all of this out pretty soon.
Yeah, should be interesting.
Can't imagine something like this is going to take too long for the NHL to investigate and get to the bottom of.
Yeah, yep. Well, hopefully the next time we talk, there's something to talk about.
I guess so. Well, do you have anything else you'd like to add before we sign off for the day?
Who should be our random Sabres player of the episode?
It's a good question. How about our good friend Brian Holzinger?
Yeah, let's share Brian Holzinger.
I would love that. You're the hole on the zinger.
Yeah, so let's do the Jenneret call.
After you.
Hole.
Zinger. Wow, that was beautiful. Well, everybody, thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Straight Up Sabres. We know that this was a brief one this time around. Hopefully, we'll have a little bit more to talk about come Monday's episode, but make sure you're checking out the two co-presenters of this show, the Hockey Podcast Network and Buffalo Fanatics, and make sure you're also checking out DraftKings, our sponsor, and using that promo code THPN at checkout. Also, make sure you are following us on social media. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Straight Up Sabres, on Twitter at Straight Sabres, and follow Taylor and I on our personal social medias as well. You can find us on Twitter at Nigrelli93 and at Brendan1423. As we had said, we'll be back with a new episode on Monday. So we hope everybody has a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon. This has been Straight Up Sabres.